Den där Rune, det var från Banditsvingen i 2019 när man nettopp hade vunnit cupfinalen och trodde vi skulle till Europa nästa år. Ja. Det blev det inte så mycket av.
Nej, Viking kom till Europa, men mig gjorde inte så. Men nu ska vi.
Tidens kedeligaste. En kamp mot Aberdeen, tom stadion, och så var det färdig. Och det var det.
Det är till och med beskjed om att vi gick ut från stadion så vill man få böter. Så det var liksom där.
Men nu ska vi pröva oss på något vi aldrig har gjort för, så nu ska lyttarna få sig en god latter kanske, men vi ska pröva och intervjua en checker på engelsk.
Ja, och le gärna oss, men inte han. Han är då en Slavia Praha supporter. Han bor i Stavanger riktigt nog, men akkurat nu är han i Praha och snackar kun engelsk då, så vi ringer upp till Jan Vasek då, som är med oss och ska fortälla oss lite om Praha. Om rivalerier mellan Sparta och Slavia, lite om stadion där nere och lite om förhållandet i Praha. Så vi får höra ifrån här nu.
Kör på.
Vi prövar.
Hello,
good afternoon. Good afternoon, Jan. This is Rune, hello.
Hello,
oh, I'm fine. How is Prague? Is it hot?
Yeah, a little bit. So it's going to be worse in a couple of days. Especially next week. It's going to be super hot.
But Jan, you need to tell us who you are.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello from Prague. This is Vasek speaking. I am the Czech man. I live in Norway. I live in Stavanger. I am the son of the Viking Stavanger, anyway. And also, I'm the son of the Slavia Prague. Anyway, I'm the biggest rival of the Sparta. Anyway,
yeah. But tell us a little bit about your rival, Sparta Prague.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, right now I have a vacation. I'm in Prague. I decided to visit my family for days. And anyway, I'm preparing my soul and like just my heart at the floor for the match the next year, next week. And my arrival in Prague, very, very easy. I would say I live in Stavanger and I visited like a football match like many times in Stavanger anyway. And right now I was very happy when I heard about like the match between our Vikings with the Sparta, because I really don't like them, but of course I do respect them.
But Slavia has been playing Viking some years ago in 2005. We played 2-2 against you in Viking Stadium. So there's been a Prague team here before.
Yeah, that's correct. I remember as well.
What can you tell us about the rivalry between Sparta and Slavia fans?
That's very, very good and very important, like the question. Thank you for that. And maybe anyway, before I'm gonna start talking about them, I would say it's very important to know like which is the real, the facts and the history. Simple as that, in a couple words and sentences as well. Anyway, Slavia Sparta. Okay, what's the difference? Of course, a huge one. Please, not the same. Also, all of us, like we come from Prague, the capital city of the Czech Republic. Slavia Prague is the oldest and one of the two, like the hugest, like the team together with Sparta. And of course, like we come from a huge city, Prague has 1 million other people and one huge river. And also, I would say the Slavia Prague, like it comes from the better way, of course, like I mean, like a joke that. And so, like, just our club has been established, like, since the 1892, and the Sparta Prague has been established 1 year later, 1893. I would say it's a little bit similar time as Viking has been established. Also, if I'm gonna talk about Sparta Slavia, why we don't like them too much? Of course, the reason is very simple. Sparta won the 36 titles, Slavia 21 titles. And also, like, it just I'm gonna talk about, unfortunately, like the black era of my history of my country, because like in Slavia Prague has been established as like the club of intelligentsia, the freedom, good will, free will, anyway, and independence. Sparta Prague, like it just had been like the I would say, protected, supported by the communists And that is the biggest problem. Or Sparta had like a lot of money in past, like it's just they had the support of like the government of the Czechoslovakia many years ago. And also Slavia didn't, because we were enemies kind of for the communists. And after the revolution in 1989, also like we kicked out all the communists, and the Sparta was like the hugest, like the richest club in the Czech Republic, and Slavia Prague weren't. Until now, of course. And I remember when I was a child, like that was a typical, because I come from like the Prague 10, this is the part of the Prague. I lived almost all my life near to the stadium. I remember when I was a child, my grandfather took me to the football. My family and all my friends, most likely, like just we support like the Slavia. And from the other side of our city, like part of Prague is. And I remember just my former schoolmate, where we were children in the elementary school, like we really didn't like him, because that was a typical. He was the fan of the, just the protected team, very rich team. And we didn't have the money, because we played with the heart. That's absolutely normal. And also Slavia Prague, like it just has a very rich history, and Sparta also, of course. From the 90s, since the 90s, they played very well, because they had a lot of money and also a very good team at this moment. But right now, like the situation, it's much, much better, because like the Slavia Prague, like it was saved a couple of years ago in the first like league. And then right now we've got like the new investors, and right now we have like the same money, I would say the same budget as a Sparta, and we are like just again two like the biggest and the richest teams in the Czech Republic. And anyway, I remember the first accidents, like that was absolutely normal, because the first accident happened more than 120 years ago between the fans, because of course the biggest rivalry, like it is normal.
And what can you tell us a little bit about the stadium we're going to on Thursday, the Generali Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that?
I remember. I've been there like just many years ago, maybe 13 years ago. Like I just remember the Prague Derby. This is the biggest match between the Slavia and Sparta. We destroyed them 4-1. I remember that moment. I was very happy. I remember that. And also the Generali Arena. I would say this is the second biggest football stadium in the Czech Republic. You can try to guess who has like the biggest one and the most. Of course, Slavia Prague has. And also, like a Generali Arena, I would say it's like a bit old. I would say it's just the 30 years old, maybe more, a little bit, of course, more. But also, they're gonna start to build like a new stadium, because Sparta Prague, like we're gonna get some kind of the deal with Czech Football Federation, and they're gonna start to build new one. But anyway, this one we are going to. This one, I would say the capacity is around 20,000 people.
Yeah.
A little bit less than like 20,000 people. And also, it's not the new. I'm pretty sure, like, just you will not like it, because like it is no longer has like a much, much better one, a little bit more, but very cute anyway. And like in the general arena, I remember that it was not too much modern anyway, unfortunately. But also, you can buy a beer, guys.
That's, yeah, we heard.
In Czech Republic, yeah.
But we heard now that the capacity in Generali Stadium is reduced to 13,500 for the match on Thursday.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they,
yeah, unfortunately. They
have you reduced it because some sanctions are from the UEFA.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're not sure about the reason, but we heard about that.
What do you think about Vikings' chances against Sparta? Do you believe we can beat them?
Well, of course I would believe. I'm going to do the maximum. I'm going to be very noisy. But honestly, it's not going to be easy. Because I know like the Sparta Prague has a new football manager. His name is Mr. Priske, sorry for my pronunciation. The Danish gentleman,
yeah.
Danish trainer. And also like they have the Sparta Prague. Like just I saw their press conference back in the days. Also, like they have many ambitions for the season, and for them they need to get like the title again after many years, because last 5 years like in Slavia Prague they won everything together with the Pilsen City, Victoria Pilsen, and also surprised that like, he just won like only one title. I mean, like, he just, the new trainer and also like he just the, all the managers, they're gonna be under the pressure. They have to win. They have to win. They don't talk like with anyone, like they just maybe some even like they just maybe we can lose. No, they're gonna take all the win. I would say it's not gonna be easy. Right now I'm gonna be honest because I know our workings and also like just I know the Sparta Prague. And I would say it's gonna be maybe 55% like of the win for them. For the winning. Unfortunately, but I'm gonna do the maximum. We have to win. Yeah. But it's not gonna be easy. Honestly, like just no one knows what to expect like from Sparta because new trainer, like the new system, new team, and like the new players, new style of the workout and everything, or the proper training. I don't know. But it's not gonna be easy, definitely.
What do you think?
Sparta has like a rich history.
How are the supporters of Sparta Prague? How are they in the stadium? Are they good?
That's good. I don't think so. They're gonna have like a huge ultra, like a couple of thousand people. Definitely, they're gonna be very noisy. It's not gonna be easy, like to like just friendly fight with them, of course.
Can we expect some pyro and bombs and stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah. Hope so. definitely.
Before we go to the match, we have a pub we are going to called Jufleku. Do you know that place?
Of course, like just I worked many years as a bar manager in the center of the Prague, near to the Jufleku. I remember my friends, I'm gonna give you the friendly advice. Don't go there. It's only for the tourists. We are like the oldest like brewery, you know. You can take the Czech spirit, the Czech beer, Czech food, like the goulash and something with the dumplings, pork curry with the dumplings, and blah blah blah, and the cabbage. Don't go there, please. Yeah, like you can find me on the Facebook. You can mention me like on the Facebook. I'm gonna prepare like some good advices, you know, where to go in Prague anyway. But don't go there. Sorry, I know the owner of the place, but I'm sorry for that. But like it is only commercial for the tourists. They're gonna make only money.
You know, Viking football has chosen the biggest tourist trap of them all for us, and now we have it confirmed.
Well, do you have any other good tips for us that are staying some days in Prague, like for things to see, nightlife, stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. I do a lot. Right now, like I would say, go to visit like just the Fortuna Arena, Fortuna Stadium in Prague. There is like the Slavia Prague, of course.
Yeah,
we have a very nice like a museum. It's for the day.
Yeah.
It's like a very nice like a football museum with a lot of titles and like the rich history, like the videos. It's very modern, it's a new one. We have the newest stadium in Prague, in Czech Republic anyway. And also like we just I would say near to the stadium, Slavia Prague Stadium, there is a very nice like a Czech pub or restaurant as well. It's called Valdeska. And they have a super nice goulash and proper like the Pilsen beer anyway on the top. And like just I would go there, but also like the idea of just the Forum Prague, because I would say just why typical question is always at my work, like that's my goal. Hey, where are you from? I come from Prague. I don't say like just I'm Czech. I say I come from Prague. Wow, that's nice. This is the goal for me. It's like a super icebreaker, you know what I mean? Yeah. I say, I'm Prague, we've been there like a million times, it's amazing. And question is why? Because the Prague is expensive, like for everyone who lives in Norway, for Norwegian people. And we have like a very nice and very big level of the hospitality. And you can find in Prague like a lot of like the proper bars, restaurants, and also like other kinds of like the entertainment anyway, and the center of the Prague, you will feel like in the fairy tale anyway. The very rich and very cute center of the Prague is much bigger than we have in Stavanger. But you can find a million bars proper cocktail bars, because I work as bar manager at Chin Chin in Stavanger. And also, like, just I can recommend you some proper bars and also like the proper restaurant. Like, just I can write it like each day after our interview, like later after our talk. I can write like some my tips for other guests.
Fantastic, Jan. We hope to see you then on Thursday in Prague.
Yeah. It would be very nice. Please call me.
We will do, and we will meet up. And if you have any tips for us, just send them to us, and we're putting them out on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. So I can below.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. I'm gonna do it today. Maybe right now. It's gonna be perfect.
Fantastic. And then.
Fantastic.
Have a nice evening, Jan, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you in Prague. Thank you for the talk. Bye-bye.
See you in Prague. Bye-bye.
Sånn, Rune, da kan du puste lettere ut.
Ja, dette gjør vi aldri igjen.
Altså, svetten renner på deg her.
Det så Lillestrøm, dette. Nei, men kult å ha med oss, Jan, da. Han har sagt, og for de som, jeg vet ikke hva dere fikk på dere på tasteengelskene, men Jan skal være med på kampen der nede, han kommer til å være med på før kampen, og har sikkert mye tips til folk om hva han bør gjøre og ikke bør gjøre i Praha. Så, ja.
Men sånn som han sier da, altså han sier jo det blir tøft. I fjor så vant jo Slavia, og så kom Sparta på tredje plass. De er jo den mest vinnende klubben i Tjekkia. Hvordan tenker du? Altså, vi har jo ikke sett de spillene.
Nei, altså, greier, det som er sårt, som Jan sier da, det er jo at Slavia har vært gode i Europa. Det har ikke Sparta vært. Så det klart at de har et etterheng her. Sånn. Så de kommer ikke til å se lett på dette. Så må ikke glemme det nå at klubber i Europa, sikkert Bodø/Glimt har fått det, de har, sikkert Sarpsborg har gjort. De ser ikke lett på det å møte Viking. På gras, i en forferdelig varme der nede. Jeg tror heller ikke det er tilfeldig at kamptidspunktet er satt til klokka 7. Viking skal få det beinhardt der nede. Så.
Altså, denne værmeldingen har jo forandret seg alt fra 40 til 21. Nå snakker de jo om kanskje 30 grader på kampdag.
Ja.
Det kan jo umulig være en fordel for Viking.
Det er ikke for oss på tribunen heller, faktisk. Det kan det være for oss. Så, ja.
Altså, så mye som du svetter på TV-bildene på Åresen, Rune, så lurer jeg på hvordan det blir i Praha.
Ja, jeg også. Det er kult også at han bekrefter på en måte den her lureriet som Børge Moe Nilsen er blitt utsatt for og Viking i Praha. Som han sier, han ler jo. Der skal vi inn, det høres ikke mye med 28 kroner øl, da, men det er ganske mye i Praha, faktisk. Men jeg fikk en telefon fra Børgemann Nilsen, og han er lettere irritert selvfølgelig, han er jo ganske lett å fyre på, men han mente jo det da, at hvis jeg klarte å drikke for 300 kroner, så skulle han betale på denne puben, for han mente det var såpass billigt, så det skal han nok, det er penger han skal måtte ut med denne Magne Nilsen.
Ja, 28 kroner for pils, og 33 for dram, var det?
Ja. Det er jo ikke mye, men det er klart, i en by hvor average-prisen ligger fra 7 til 12 kroner, så, men du hører jo, han ler jo denne karen her også, som har...
I have one advice, not go there.
men det som er sagt, og hvis vi skal ta litt om denne uflekud og denne plassen, så er det at de er vant med å ta over bortsupportere, ifølge Viking. I tillegg så er det kan sitte både inne og ute her, der er matservering, de har eget bryggeri, det det som gjør at priserne er noe høye, for nok et kvalitetssøl der inne vil jeg anta at det er årsaken nå.
Så planen er jo, altså vi har vel det stedet fra
12 til 6
på kamptag.
Ja.
Ja.
Så det, men vi skal sørge for at Moe Nilsen skal ut med 30 euro til oss i hvert fall, det skal vi være nok sikre på.
Kommer vi til å se deg våken etter 20-30 noen av dagene, Rune?
Jeg håper jo i hvert fall det på torsdagen, for kampen begynner jo 7. Så det håper jeg jo virkelig at jeg er våken etter.
Og så når vi lander på onsdagen, så lander vi vel sånn i 7-tida da også. Det er jo litt kjipt hvis du tar kvelden etter en time.
Ja, men jeg gjør ikke det, vet du. Det er ikke... Jeg rykte springer foran meg her. Ja.
Vi kommer tilbake med mer om Praha-turen i neste episode. Snakkes snart.